Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited, as I have been now for the last 12 years, broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational and here in Houston, Texas, in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, up I-45, and this is the 12th annual Insperity Invitational Champions Tour Golf Tournament. I broadcast as you. So some of you have been hanging out with me all this time. You remember when we first did this, and we've been doing it every year since then, and it's turned into, actually, the pros tell me it's the best tournament on the tour. 26, 28 tournaments across the country, and the folks in Insperity and all their partners do it right. And one of the guys who was kind of one of the papas of this thing is our good friend Jay Meeks, Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. And Jay's my buddy, and full disclosure, my partner and our presenting sponsor, Insperity, is for all the things that we do. But he's here with us right now, joining us as he's been doing now for a long time. Jay Meeks, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Good to see you.
It's good to have you here and on the show, and thank you for the great hospitality of hosting us here and letting us broadcast the show here all these years.
Well, it's a real pleasure for us to do that. We appreciate what you do because it really aligns with our goals in business also, so it's a perfect match, I think.
I've been telling my audience it's all about small business, golf, and the charities.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Yeah. And speaking of the charities, one of the things a lot of people may not realize if they don't think much about professional golf, is the end result of all this, when all the things settle down and all the bills are paid,
right,
there's a pot of money left for charities.
Correct.
That's the goal.
Right.
Billions of dollars have been raised in golf tournaments over the years. This tournament alone, about $3 million, right?
Yes, that's right, about $3 million. And it's growing more as the tournament matures, and we get basically all our inventory sold out.
Right.
Then we're able to give, bigger dollars each year. So it's a really... And it all goes to a local charity here in Houston, so it's all tied to our community.
What's an example of? I know MD Anderson gets some of it. That's a local hospital that's curing cancer
MD
like
Anderson,
crazy.
Wood Forest Foundation. Also, the First Tee,
right?
Commitment we have here for youngsters to play golf. So that's another one of our bigger ones.
Getting them off the streets onto a golf course is good for everybody, isn't
exactly
it?
Well, there's a long list of folks that we support through the tournament. From as small as $25,000 up to $200,000.
Right.
So it's quite an achievement.
Well, and I've been on some organizations that have given money away like that, and you might think $5,000 or $8,000 is not a lot of money to some people, but to those groups, it's a lot of money to them. It's a whole program. It could be a whole year's program.
Sure, we have a ton of nonprofits that are clients. And so we empathize greatly with them because it really, sometimes it hinges on just the grant they got last year. They didn't get this year.
Right.
Makes a big difference in their going forward plans.
Doing a lot of good stuff. So what an evening last night, the players' dinner, the greats of the game. We got Trevino, Nicklaus, Ben Crenshaw. You got Gary Player, one of my heroes.
Right.
And
Tom Weisskopf.
Tom Weisskopf was up there, Jack's little brother from Ohio. But yeah. Boy, they got up there and they told some stories. It was so much fun.
Right. It really was. And, of course, Jim Nance is our host, and he does a fantastic job of...
He's your spokesperson.
Yeah, he does a great job of sometimes just letting him talk, just letting him tell the story, and they give him a chance to embellish a couple of them, if you remember. And so then they get a little bantering back and forth going on. It was really special.
It's getting more and more interesting to hear what Gary Player has to say every year, isn't it?
Yeah, that was funny last night.
But these guys, folks, if you ever get a chance, and if you get a chance to go to a Champions Tour tournament, just walk around. These guys will talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
Volunteer. Do what I did. I did for 9 years. I volunteered on the driving range at a tournament, And I got to know a lot of these guys just as a volunteer.
Sure.
They'll talk to you. They'll visit with you. They're just regular. Most of them are just regular guys. And so, folks, I encourage you to do that. And I want to congratulate you, Jay, and your organization on supporting this tournament. And I mean, look at the networking that gets done.
Oh my gosh,
it's hard to replicate that anywhere else. The business opportunities, the networking that's done from you bring in clients, but they get networked with each other.
Yes,
they never would have met each other otherwise.
Right. Yeah, there are all kinds of opportunities here for that. I mean, just like the dinner last night, it started off. You know, we probably doing this 12 years ago. It was Arnold Palmer dinner.
Right.
And unfortunately, Arnold couldn't make it this year. But you know, we probably had 400 people.
Yeah.
Maybe 400 people. That room was full last night.
It was fun.
A thousand
it was
people
fun.
In there.
Yeah. Jay, I got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jay to give us another installment of something he's done well in over the years. And that's talk to us about managing a sales force in the 21st century, in the age of the customer. 2012, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.